by birds or rotting on the vine or whatever.
I got one for you. What if you had the greatest radio show in the universe, but it could only be heard on the off hours of an obscure, hardly listened to radio station?
There you go.
Yeah, I've never heard of such a thing. The first part rings true, of course, but the second part is not at all true, I'm afraid. Young man, you have to grow up now. There are listening platforms all around you. And this station, well, Northern and Central California.
Well, that's true.
We don't get NKVA.org. You got to get on the internet and you can find plenty of shows.
That's true.
We're
no longer limited by
this.
This
young man lives in a cage.
Everything is just a click away.
Exactly. Every fake thing is a click away.
Right. Only the live things are where you are now. You are the man for that. For
that's your cue. Yeah.
Attaching line.
Still, even if I did have the greatest show, radio show on earth,
your show is the greatest radio show on earth. I assure you.
My show?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
You do now.
Yeah.
You're on
exactly.
This is your show.
It's completely your show now.
It starts now.
Oh my!
It starts now. Your show starts now. Did you listen to the opening song?
And your useless superpower tonight for this show is the power to seduce your own mind.
Is it a dog hat?
You can choose between invisible handwriting or the seduction
man,
of hats.
You are old. Yeah, you can be fog hat if you want.
Fog hat? I thought he was talking about a poop dog hat.
No, that's
you rather
a
seduce
different religion entirely.
Would you rather seduce a hat or ride invisibly? Take your pick.
Just answer the question. Philo's really hung up on this.
I'm thinking.
Handwriting.
Is it legible handwriting?
It's invisible, but legible.
It's on the wall.
It's as legible as your handwriting is, but it's invisible. You don't need to write in invisible ink because you can just do it anytime you want.
Any hour of any day.
That's your power. That and the ability to control remote control devices.
Just getting it now. The amazing power that he has as show.
Can it glow? Is it glow?
Sure, anything you want.
Yeah. Well,
allows you to have any superpower you want.
It only glows to you.
Yeah, Philo has rules.
I'd like to have the power to control remote control devices.
I can give you that, I guess.
I want to control the remote controller.
We've been doing that for the past 60 decades.
The ones that other people are trying to control?
If you want.
You want to test the TV testers?
You just have
to pick it up.
A device you could
pick up the base.
Add to your television that would engage the manual tuner, and you could remotely actuate it from your chair. So it was a physical remote control unit that actually turned the tuner like... Remember those?
Physical.
And you'd punch the button on the remote control had a spring on it.
That's a long time ago. Maybe so long ago it never happened. For the young ones, it never happened.
So what if you had the power to read your own mind? What you were really thinking.
Well,
and you didn't have to pay anyone.
That's simply
amazing. Before you thought it?
A transcendental exercise.
The more you thought it, the better you got at it.
If I could read my mind before I thought what I was thinking, then, you know.
Yeah. Then you'd really be on the forefront of your own forebrain.
That actually might help me win at craps.
Right. If you had, the thing you wanted to talk about was right on the tip of your tongue, you could use your eye teeth to look at it and know what it was.
But then, you know what? They would have to wait until next week.
Oh, no.
For the show to be.
I'll cry acid tears.
That will burn right through the floor of the spaceship.
In my face.
How do you know
it's your show.
How do you know they'll still have a show next week?
Yeah, you don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows. Unless you help KPFA. So help KPFA.
Something tells me even if I don't help KPFA,
yeah, that's true.
We'll still be a show.
You're right about that.
Boy, there'd be nothing better than a huge slab of Hershey's milk chocolate with almonds embedded in the same, now being lowered by helicopter.
Yep, a little.
little cargo net full of money for KPFA.
This is wonderful.
Take these during our fundraising really period, which is, of course, right
but
now.
But we still need more money, so...
We've got to have money.
There's an endless
contribute
need, of course,
to KPFA.
On all sides for money.
This show has been on for 30 years, but it could end tomorrow. If this station does not...
We're trying to keep up with Congress, and we need to raise some money, and they're
That's
so
true,
good
yeah.
at it.
Exactly.
They're so good
they're
at
so
it.
They're so good at it. We need to be as good as Congress.
Pledge your brave
money. Exactly right.
Only Congress would give us some of their money. If you're a member of Congress, would you call right now and pledge at 848-4425? We'll take your pledge, but you have to be a member of Congress. Otherwise, call in the daytime and tell them that you're...
Call from your car phone. You know, if you're embarrassed to call from your office phone.
Yeah, if you're embarrassed to say that you actually listen to the Puzzling Evidence Show because you're a member of Congress.
That would be embarrassing.
That would be embarrassing to me, and I'm not even
personally
a congressman.
Personally embarrassing, yes.
But if I knew a congressman, that would be embarrassing.
You could claim to be listening to KPFA for research purposes.
If I had talked to a congressman, I saw a congressman
you
once.
You saw him once, yeah.
And I immediately passed, it's turned the other way, I crossed the street.
By the aura of the congressman.
I was so panicked and scared.
Yeah,
I crossed the street to walk down the other street, because I knew he'd fleece me I had a little money on me, and I knew he'd knock me out and take all my money.
Your coins started getting hot, and you knew you had to get away from
the congressman. The money was burning a hole in my pants.
Yeah, moving toward him,
and I could tell that his perception.
They can magically,
you know, they have those antenna that start going like fluttering around whenever the money gets.
Uncle Martin.
I have to look away when that happens because I know my money is starting to lift out of my pocket.
It's going
to
leave your pants and head straight to their pants.
And you can get away as far away as you can, or have them pledge to KPFA.
If you're a congressman and you hate us talking this way about you, would you call right now and pledge some monies to make us stop? We'll stop. We really will. We won't say bad things about Congress anymore. Even though you're lower than something on the bottom of the ocean that comes out of the back
end of a whale. $1 bill at the bottom of all the money you're going to give to KPFA.
Some people are saying some very bad things about some very good congressmen.
There's some congressmen we know somewhere, sometime, that were probably sort of good for a little while.
Oh, there are many that are always good.
They're good for a little while. As long as they don't drink the water. They eventually get thirsty, and even the good ones turn bad once they drink that water. So sad. They should fix it. If you'd send some money, that we could fix Washington's water supply and get rid of that stuff that makes people turn into crazy.
Some fire water.
Mix up some Congress cement. Patch up the leaks.
Patch up
the
those
wall.
Leaks in the...
Where the money falls out onto the bad congressman.
It's so sad. It hits them in the head and it hurts them.
So
but then they realize what it is and they don't care anymore. They say, well, all right, it could have been worse. It could have been a brick instead of this pile of money.
Could have been 10 bricks instead of all this cash.
This brick of money.
Of course, it could have been cold bricks.
So we're imploring you to send not bricks, but money.
To help save Congress from being
KPFA.
Help
save
KPFA.
KPFA. This station does help save Congress.
We
keeps those people, as Baby Bear was saying, on the skin, without the kind of work they do here at this station.
You gotta have skin. If you didn't have skin, your bones would just be getting cold and your organs would fall
tighter.
They'd just fall out on the ground.
This frequency. All anybody has to do is set up a bigger frequency and it'll blot out 94.1.
If you had a lot of pool toys...
It may happen.
What am I saying? Bigger frequency. Bigger... Anyway, you know what I mean. It's early in the morning here.
Listening to the Puzzling Evidence Radio Show.
Soothe an active mind.
Well, I have to admit, even in jail here, this is a...
Yep. And
I still enjoy the feeling I had when I got to do that. It was so much fun. It was worth life in prison. Just to be able to see the shocked look on his scrawny little face.
Are you sure you're not dreaming this again?
Oh, I think it's
video
was
game.
I think
overexposure.
I think that would make a good video game. Beat the senator.
It's hazmat.
It's a first-person beater game.
Slap the bejesus out of Congress.
Slap the bejesus out of Congress all day long.
And the Speaker of the House.
You can change the voter makeup and pick the lineup that you most best want to slap the bejesus out of. You can pick senators from the past and join them up with
the majority leader. Yeah, you can have your own SmackDown with Everett Dirksen versus.
They don't even have to be alive
Kip O'Neill,
anymore. We can take dead senators.
Belaboring
from the past.
Each other.
We can go back to the Civil War when people did that.
We can set up a SmackDown.
Yeah.
And we'll be smacking. You can smack 16. More than one senator at once in the version 2.0.
You have a brawl in the Senate.
Now, this is all just for fun. We don't really advocate
like JFK reloaded.
Smacking senators.
In real life. Not at all. That goes against the grain.
No, we're going to smack them with big dollar bills because that's what they like. If you hit them in the face with a $100 bill, they will let stand there and take it.
Or they have to hit each other with
let stand
clubs.
There and take it.
With
they
labels,
love to go places where money is deep.
On them.
The deeper the money, the faster they get there. If you, unless you put a camera in the way, then they'll stop at the camera for a little while and smile but on their way to the massive piles of money.
Well, I don't know if you can predict that anymore. Now everything is so disjointed.
Now we just take the money to them so they don't have to come to the money. The money.
Yeah, it kind of takes all the fun out of it. We used to have.
They don't get to mug for the camera as much because they're staying in the same place. That's just like a fat, gelatinous, slithering worm that just sits there while you feed it.
The
this
idea
is something
the
show. This is maybe what. Maybe the show is actually finding its purpose.
Uh-oh.
Is to extol the virtues of your own mind.
Always.
And not just indexing as a function, but the concept of indexes.
Yeah,
in the from a traditional sense, to cross-reference things from a physical perspective.
The spider web of our connections.
A spider.
We may as well be just like walking catfish otherwise, you know, walking around on our fins or something.
Looking at each other like,
oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Where's that puddle at?
What's an index?
Right, what's an index? And who cares
if
you're a catfish?
This is called an index finger,
yeah. Well, catfish don't have a finger.
See, they can't go to the index.
They'd call it a whisker, because that's their most prominently known feature.
I sure wish I could turn these pages.
So, you know,
and you'd be an overfish.
I would be an overfish.
That doesn't make
any people
sense.
Would be trying to overfish me all the time.
What a world. We better not say that on the air anymore because it will happen.
It'll be true.
Yeah. On Radio Valencia, you can say things because they're not on the air, so you can say whatever you want.
And it never comes true.
Yeah.
It's just a pure lie.
Pure lie. Not a tainted lie.
Not a tainted lie. Not
like 98%.
Not a lie that has a skosh of truth
embedded
in the base of it.
You don't want to get confused with that.
Your dreams can come true. It can happen to you.
If you're young at heart.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'll try. And that's an edit.
You know, if you survive to 105.
Would I want to do that? There's a woman.
Think of all you'll derive from being alive. You know, Frank said it best that way.
Frank said it?
Yeah, Frank Sinatra.
I didn't even realize he'd done a cover. That's how.
You're kidding. That was one of his famous big hits. I bet you if I did a search for it, his would be the first one that comes up.
Probably. I'm sorry.
So how was Burning Man?
It's not that great when he used to have, is it? It's had that famous...
I was once ordained.
I didn't
pronounceable.
And then what happened?
What are you doing?
If it did, that would make it easy to remember.
Tirositer can withstand a sudden charge of 60,000
volts. I know he's sitting in the dark listening to this show.
What?
We're applying the charges.
So you'd like to put neutron in the interositor?
Well, I don't know if I ever have, or could, or will.
Don't worry, Bob. It's just like...
Or it's actually the some kind of mind probe that they have. Not an interositor, but...
Did you know that when Edgar Rice Burroughs was writing the tale of Tarzan that he was suffering from a bout of syphilis that would eventually drive him to leap naked to his death from the balcony of the Indians' Cathedral? So sad. I didn't know that about Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Oh, that's not true, but...
Yeah.
Strange story.
So sad.
My name is Philo.
History's hard to figure out. I was just reading about Forrestal, Secretary of Defense under Roosevelt Truman. And one of those favorite canards people like to hold up about the Kennedy assassination say, see, the Zionists killed Forrestal, then they could have killed Kennedy. But the truth is, Forrestal was a madman.
A man of men?
No, madman.
Mad.
He was literally going crazy. And his life was in the toilet.
But they named an aircraft carrier after him.
Yeah, that's
you
how
know,
it
lots
works,
of people back in the days when they would get lead poisoning real easy.
What it could have been anything.
You drive for years.
Edgar Rice Burroughs died of heart failure in 1950.
This is unbelievable.
He was a war correspondent during the Second World War in the Pacific, but he had started in the U.S. Cavalry riding after Apache Indians in the Southwest. He was unsuccessful at every business venture he ever tried. And finally, he sat down and wrote this story about a Martian princess and so on. And that was very successful. Then he wrote Tarzan. That was
and then he retired on his at his farm.
He was in the place called Tarzana, California, which was rural and agricultural. Now it still exists, but it's all built up.
Now it's not. It's just a neighborhood.
Yes, but it was a huge ranch that he owned with his... the proceeds.
And that's where he got syphilis and jumped off the balcony.
No, that never happened.
Oh, well, speaking of megalomaniac fortune holders.
Yeah, why not?
You know, William Wrigley used to own Catalina Island.
Yeah.
And that's where he would send the Cubs to practice during spring. And look, think of all that money. Where did it come from?
Chewing gum.
Can you believe it? If you ever go to Chicago, you'll see this huge, enormous skyscraper that was built on chewing gum.
The Wrigley Building.
And I'm talking about, and then you go to any part of the suburbs and you'll see these mansions and it's, oh yeah, that's the Wrigley Mansion. And my God, chewing gum.
Remember in Fort Worth, we found those stairs that went nowhere.
Yeah.
The giant stairs went to buildings that are long gone. And one was Hormel.
Or it was a Swift.
Swift.
Swift Premium, yeah.
Okay,
Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah, baloney.
Same thing.
Right.
With the
what was it?
Yeah, that's what I saw in
baloney.
History. Baloney. Yeah, exactly.
The Swift brown fox jumps
over. And we're talking about
just the march of history moving forward with canned meat.
So, yeah, if you go to Catalina now.
Like Welch's grape. He was a super right winger, and it was all paid for by grape jelly.
But if you go to, most of those big guys that earned money, they were right wingers because they had a lot of money and they protected their money.
Right.
They weren't necessarily
conservative fans.
Wanting to give away their money, you know.
Well, yeah.
They started off in right wing worlds anyway.
But you know,
some other guys, those
left wingers who had billions.
There were billionaires with left-wing leanings. There are plenty of people on all sides of that market.
Yeah, but if you go to Catalina today, there's still a big chunk of that island that's private property owned by the Wrigley family. Like, more than half of the island.
I'm not even into the stuff.
Kenya, Bob.
Into what stuff? Wait, identify stuff, please.
Chewing gum?
Chewing gum? Yeah, who chews gum anymore? I never see people chewing gum.
Yeah, I recently learned about what a huge Empire Haribo is. And that's just gummy bears. I swear to God.
Yeah, it's all, but you know what's inside both of those that's common to both? Sugar.
And they're
sugar. Except for sugar-free gummy bears, and I hope you've read on the internet about them and what they do.
Yeah, and also, while you're watching Transformers, Haribo has taken over your mind.
Your own mind.
The Hardy Boys?
Sugar.
Hardy
gum
bowl.
Base and sorbitol and
don't eat that
guar
stuff.
Gum. And
I just want to tell our
I remember
right
guar.
Now.
They were fun.
Number 11,
and
15,
Gumby
21,
and Pokey.
The Puzzling Evidence Show and its co-host does not advocate any use of sorbitol in any products.
No, neither do I.
That's
the only thing you do is
what have you done with yourself?
Show.
I should
You should be ashamed of yourself. It's been an hour already. What have you done with my show?
That's just what Stang says.
What?
We that could be on Mars.
Stang says that Earth is Mars.
The next thing you'll be saying is Stang does a show on Mars.
Well, he says that Mars and Earth were switched as part of what the conspiracy did, and this is actually Mars.
I have a question for Dr. Bates there.
She's gone. Yeah. You can't ask her anything.
She's gone?
Yeah, but you can still ask.
You can ask Hal. He'll answer it.
You can ask anything you want on my show.
Okay, the question was, her voice sounded very familiar, and I'm wondering if I've ever met her.
No, but she's a cerebellum clone. Yeah, okay. You have to be nerdcore to know that one. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm trying to get
miracles her. Happen.
Yes, they do.
Am I here?
She is deeply steeped in popular culture of contemporary nature, not the stuff that we know about.
Insert laugh digitally here.
Sounds like a hee-haw to me, Sergeant.
Now I'm thinking, if they made a gummy bear out of Swift meat products and then wrapped it in bubblegum wrapper paper.
I like the idea of meat gum.
What would you have? What, you would have something that could conquer the world or something like that?
Nice to make a meat gum called Rawhide.
I don't agree with you, because the Japanese have done it and they haven't conquered the world. In fact, they're like the appendix of the world, like the Swiss. They'll disappear. Except for KPFA listeners, they'll disappear forever.
Well,
she's sad about that. So am I. Yeah, and what else?
Fungi.
We're refreshing everything. This amazing place needs better computers.
On the internet at kpfa.org.
We need $680,000 more dollars.
Many more dollars are needed to plug into this system.
We need $680,000.
Many brave hearts are asleep.
I'm going to run out to the car and see if it's there.
This is such a great idea that you had. This is excellent. I'm so glad that I'm participating in this thing, this wonderful ritual that you've...
The thing. Can you take it?
Well,
I see.
I'm talking about this ritual.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
This is awesome. I'm just enjoying it immensely.
Yes, it's pretty good. And one put it delicately?
Out. If you don't do it, Hal, he is going to kill you. Oh, wait, no, he was talking to me.
Oh, the Lord again speaks to you and you only?
Not the Lord. Not the one with a capital L.
Oh, all right. Some other one then. Like Jack Lord or... Oh, okay. Well, as I understand, they always assumed Lord Richard was male until one day, years ago, he laid an egg. And then they realized the sex they had assigned was not accurate.
It's difficult to get him to tell you.
Michael Pepe, is he coming
so,
in?
I don't believe Michael Pepe.
Jesus. Did you kill him?
You'd never find anything like that.
Did that work?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, come on. You got to try it.
I set it up, but I haven't. Yeah, I know.
Just stick a tape
in. I'm too scared. What if it doesn't?
You can clamp the stamp.
Wait, what?
On the top.
Can I stamp
the clamp on it?
No, wait. Before you stamp on any clamp or anything, just put a tape in there and try it.
Put a tape on it.
In it.
In it, on it, at it.
So the tape is the file?
And even if it didn't work, surely there still are device repairers somewhere. There's got to be.
So you can help us here on the show.
Nobody fixes cassettes at all.
No.
People like Reverend Baby Bear can't even pronounce the word cassette. They don't know what they are.
They don't know
what
it is.
What did she call it?
She started on the word and choked halfway through because it was... I've got boxes with things that these young ones can't even pronounce.
They don't know what they are.
And I've got boxes.
Why do you have so many of these things?
They're going to stare at them.
What would you? Could you possibly need so many of these things for?
Maybe we can recycle them into 3D printer results.
I think we should make clothes out of them. Just wrap them around us.
Old magnetic tape dresses, yeah.
I think it's more fun to keep them in use.
In Utes? You want to give them to the Utes of America?
Yeah, the Utes. Just like old cars and things, you know. Just get a special license that allows you to...
What other terms can you...
The station now try to attract?
Well, yes. Utes of America.
Besides urban Utes?
Yeah.
What other kind of terms can you think of that are terms that reference... They're commonly used terms that reference obsolete technology and yet are still applied.
Well, how about this one? Icebox.
Yeah, there you go.
It's in the icebox. Oh,
yeah.
Really? You mean the one that the Iceman delivered ice for? No, that's,
no, that's
like
not as common parlance as it once was. But yes, I do remember when we always referred to the refrigerator as the icebox.
I was told that the term fridge itself comes not so much from refrigerator as from the brand name Frigidaire.
Frigidaire.
So if you're saying the fridge, then you're perhaps referencing that. I'm not sure.
That might have been initially a fridge, and then it might have then been absconded from the brand and simply applied as an abbreviation to the device itself.
Now there
expanded.
You see.
That's called expanded nomenclature definition transition.
Oh, I can't hear you because I'm going to Xerox this thing.
All right, well...
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to make me a... Would you go Xerox that?
Xerography.
I thought it came from Frigidaire, too, just because it was so easy. It just rolls off the tongue.
It sure did, but eventually... There's people that still call it the fridge today.
But yes.
It is. It's not that.
But they know it's also a refrigerator, and they have no concept of what Frigidaire might have been.
They do things, though, the understanding of what generated them is long gone.
Long gone.
For example, every... kid or every person seems to have a moment where you say ta-da when you're showing something.
Uh-huh.
Well, those notes were sounded in carnivals and circuses to start the music and so on, but nobody tracks that. But the thing itself
it's a human imitating a trumpet fanfare.
Yes, but they aren't aware that that's what they're doing. They're just saying that because that's what's said on
ta-da.
Such an occasion.
Well, they've said
on
it
the occasion
somewhere.
Of the reveal.
They know, right? They know when the presentation is revealed.
But they haven't been in the big top when the horses are galloping.
They just
or
heard somebody else do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like for years I thought that the thing that you put your clothes in that stood upright was a Chester drawers. That it was. It was named after a guy
named
Chester.
Our president. Chester.
Can you go
Arthur.
Put that stuff in the Chester drawers?
Yeah.
Named after Chester A. Arthur.
I knew someone that had...
Whose name
that
is
knew,
backwards.
That knew, without a doubt, that the thing that you look through to see behind you on a car was called a Ruvy mirror. R-U-V-Y.
That's just weird.
Who calls it that?
Well, I won't name the individual. It was a person that's close
what kind
to me.
Of
yeah.
Foolishness.
But it's Ruvy Mirror. Like, it's
that
a brand name.
Strange.
Can you look through the Ruvy Mirror and
I
see
like
behind
it.
This?
Dyslexic creativity.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's Ruvy. You know, it's just the.
What's Ruvy?
That's the brand name. That's the type of mirror that you put on the side of a vehicle so that you can see behind you. You put a Ruvy Mirror on.
Mm. Well,
I think people should wear a Ruvy mirror on the side of their head so they can just look behind them without turning around.
Actually, I think you can get those special glasses where you have a tiny mirror in the corner so you can see what's going on behind you at all times.
That seems such like a great idea. Can you imagine how much time you could save if you're a paranoid person not having to look behind you?
So I'll just turn around while you change.
Man, that's an amazing. I'm gonna try
I've
to get a patent.
I've seen that advertised, but I don't. I haven't seen it advertised lately.
I don't think it's. I think they dropped the ball on the marketing plan on that product. It could easily
Possibly.
Be one of the most in-demand products today, and yet nobody even knows what it is. It's just
and finally,
it's just, people just
realize
they just don't understand. No
this one. Is a radio show, and now they've all heard it and are racing to the patent office to be ahead of you.
Another idea. You know, that's what happens to most of my best ideas. Somebody else just steals
them from
me.
Given away on the radio.
Right.
Just that's okay. I don't really care. I'm a fountain of ideas. They just pour out of me.
You have so many, they couldn't possibly...
They're of no value to me. They just come out and just spill all over the ground, and I just step over them.
Yeah. You invented Janer, right?
Yeah, I invented Janer. everything well, that's cool about the church.
It was fine at, when it started. Anyway.
You should have classes in that at X-Day. In a little separate chant, you know.
Yeah.
Here are the cool things about the church. But, you know, it's $5.
Well, I think we ought to have like a special Drummondian heresy tent for those that bend in that direction can go there for their special.
You mean to be remade as the newly created subgeniuses?
They can, to be remade and intrude and they have to go back in and get born again,
sometimes.
And again and again and again.
Well, that's at least better than being
puzzling evidence.
It should
mummified.
Be in the Jack Tar
we don't have born again, we have born a lot.
You see, if you were
born
put alive into the ground like blasphemers in ancient Egypt, wrapped up and forced to become a living mummy. But according to the ancient Karras.
Well, that's what happened to Karras. We all know that's what happened to Karras.
Yeah,
right?
That's what happened to him and to Imhotep, his predecessor, the other mummy
Came back. He could be, that's right, Imhotep.
An actual historical figure. Well, he came back as another one of these shambling reanimated mummies we've been having.
It's dramatic. I can feel the drama in the air.
But he was certainly
really
more of an intellectual than Karras, who was reduced. Karras was like an elemental force, but was not really a thinker like Imhotep.
Listen to how serious the intellectual mummy that has come back.
If you're buried underground in a shroud, that's trying to get out of the shroud. You know, it's pretty dramatic. Or maybe you just feel like you're in a Hammer film and you become
I feel like a violin player.
Boris Karloff imitator.
This would be a fun one to play if you were a violin player, because you could do it very violently.
Then the saxophone could come in.
That's right.
Digitally. Diggily.
You would have sax and violins.
And that's all where we are now.
That's almost all of it, because then there's Fresno.
Yes.
And fungus they have frog and shrouded fungus there, right?
Yes, and Brian Kenny Fresno.
That's right.
Which is the idea of fog, a foggy valley with frogs and fungus.
I had frog's legs tonight for dinner.
And you know what else? It should be having some grandfather's beards hanging from the trees.
My grandfather's beard was too large for his face, so it trailed 90 years on the floor. But, these frog legs, so-called, actually there's more than the legs in there. They've got large parts of the rest of the frog, and it's just like chicken, except that then you pull out the tiny bones of a vertebrated animal.
Mm-hmm.
Little femurs this long, tiny ribs and pelvis parts.
And that's what Little Frog Pond was all about out there on the playa.
You ate the frogs in the pond?
Originally, the family set it up to raise little frogs for that very dish. Americans don't like it very much. So it fell over on them.
The demand fell down.
They're asking the wrong people. They should go to Chinese restaurants like where I was tonight, because they are the ones cooking up the frogs, cooking up a storm of frogs. One of the most popular dishes with frogs is
Frog Storm. What a great band name.
Bitter Melon. Bitter Melon with Frog. And every time they serve this dish, they say, well, you know, this bitter melon is really good for you. I guess they say that because the taste is not pleasant. And so, don't worry, it's good for you. So eat this. And the frogs is the idea. And I ate it. And what I didn't eat, I took back in a little white box, and it's in the refrigerator now.
By the way, there are many, many entries for Frog Storm on YouTube alone.
Frog Storm? Oh, really?
Well,
that's
storm.
Probably because
it sounds
of
right. Yeah, I guess.
Charles Fort and the Book of the Damned. Is
it band's name Frogstorm?
Yeah, two of those, and a movie named Frogstorm and Frogstorm.
The
remember that spinoff project of Jimmy Page and called Box of Frogs. Remember that one?
No,
nice name. Yeah, we did. I think Keith Relf was on it. Some of the other early members of the Yardbirds, which he played with, but after Led Zeppelin.
Like years later.
I have to think about it. But it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make a single bit of difference.
Now what are we going to do? Jeez, it's 4:05 in the morning.
You can't stack it.
And it doesn't make any difference.
You can't stack it, wrap it, bag it.
What can I believe in?
You can't put it in a box and build something out of it.
I was about to believe in Frog Storm, but that's over.
That's over.
Mel said somebody else already thought of it.
I thought it'd be a good band name.
No, it's not a matter of thinking of it. Charles Fort, you remember that.
Charles Fort,
The Book of the Damned. He documented many cases of frogs falling in storms from the sky.
Something that's been reported everywhere,
sure, although denied by the authorities.
Well, it's
everything to do with weather.
In the recent movie Magnolia by Paul Thomas Anderson, they deliberately have a frog storm scene where huge fat bullfrogs are falling out of the sky and smacking down.
Did you ever see
that rain of frogs scene, Philo?
What, that was in Magnolia?
In Magnolia, yeah.
It's the only way you can tie everything together is he comes up with a surreal scene. And that's wonderful because you're from the frog. In my world, they started
Robert
smacking
Altman
down on the top of my Volkswagen bus.
Yeah. Where were you?
On Guam.
Ah, you see.
And what happens is the islands have their own little vortexes, and so the frogs had been pulled up off the island and thrown back on.
It's like a water spout effect. But that doesn't explain why there
totally
are some
disgusting
reports of frogs falling inland in dry land area.
And in the also you get rows and rows, hundreds of feet of snails and frogs on the road that you can't avoid.
That's terrible.
The tropics are tough because it's so verdant and things grow really quickly and then they're over. But yeah, I started laughing pretty hard in Magnolia in a theater because you were with the frogs falling toward the earth.
Oh yeah, that's right. The shot is up there with the frogs as they fall.
Yeah.
Why did he do that, I wonder?
Oh, that's a great movie. And a great soundtrack. Two different soundtracks.
What's interesting about it, apparently when the frogs are raining, everybody just casually accepts it as normal.
Well, no, they have crashes. People's cars crash because they don't really know what to do with this surreal, because it's in L.A., so that's not a place you normally see this. Activities. What kind of world
it's
is
by
this?
The ocean at any rate.
Yep.
But I don't know if they have water spouts with any frequency.
Well, yeah, that's why I laughed hard, because it doesn't make any sense in terms of the force of that sort of anomaly would have spent itself by the time it got to downtown L.A. But there's so much coke and coffee and angst in the movie that who cares?
Well, it's important that we admonish the audience.
Yeah. Because we love our audience. We want to expand our audience.
And we want them to whistle our tune all night long.
Just put your lips together and blow.
Partisans of KPFA, the station.
Exactly. And that's the conundrum that the station faces, how to expand its youthful demographic and its listening all DNs.
Well, the station does need help from the community at large. All our microphones, computers, studio, and especially our website are in desperate need of upgrading. Hardware and software. And by contributing, listeners can get instant gratification
the last two shows
seeing their
exactly
dollars
that
put to good use.
An app? Did you have an app for that?
Oh, man. What am I supposed to do? Hal was reading the proper thing, and then the app kicked in.
And the app flapped into being.
Yeah. That's us, the successful app.
So now you make me want to watch Magnolia again.
On the phone.
Wait,
just
not,
because of
no,
that
no,
one
it,
thing.
Well, that's
just
worth
that
it.
That frog
it's a
scene?
Movie. Yeah, it's a great little movie, I think. I remember many, many, many wonderful filmic scenes, like Thin Red Line, or Videodrome, or Eraserhead, or The Untold History of the United States by Oliver Stone.
You know, raining animals is a rare meteorological phenomenon.
But
which
general
tells you that?
In which flightless animals
your
rain
brain
from the
could
sky.
Have told you that.
Yeah. Well, one must assume that in some freakish weather condition they get sucked up, and then after a while they rain down in a different location.
I won't be happy until it's a rain of Hostess Twinkies.
Well, you know, at one time it had to rain cats and dogs, so they never would have thought of that idiomatic phrase, you know. Somewhere.
No, it doesn't have to happen.
Rain, cats and dogs fell from the sky.
Cats, dogs living together. That's another one of those little lines that snuck into the culture.
Well, there's actually no evidence that cats and dogs has anything to do with the raining animals phenomenon. Generally, the only thing that they can say with any degree of uncertainty is that it's frogs or fish, animals that normally don't fly, but they do hang around water sources.
Though it should be mentioned, just to be a completist, that there are flying frogs. However, they don't come into this particular...
Not a fun thing. Flying amphibians.
And there's flying fish, too, but this is not a...
Right.
Either one of those.
Again, another scene in Life of Pi. That flying fish scene? Insane. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, when the tiger stands up and starts trying to catch him in his mouth and stuff, that's great.
And also, I'd always fantasize about seeing that many, because I'd seen one or two, you know, in my life. I got to see a couple.
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool, and then that was it. And then you wanted to think.
I saw them when I was a kid in the Gulf. They have them in the Gulf. You know,
I always loved that. Little fish guys. Now I need to get above this for a second. Every 20
When you go
seconds.
Deep sea fishing in the Gulf, you have to drive 40 miles out because the continental shelf is so wide.
Wow. And then what do you fish for? What's out there?
Well, it's deep sea fish. You know?
Marlin and
billfish.
Just send in the billfish.
In March 2010, spangled perch fell out of the sky over a remote desert town in the Australian outback.
There you go.
Outback.
I wonder how far it is.
Water spouts are not that uncommon, and water spouts could definitely suck the animals up from the water source and then redeposit them somewhere else in the windstorm.
But
that's accompanies a water spout.
These water spouts... what happens when there's no water in them? Then they're not water spouts.
Well, tornadoes may lift animals into the air and deposit them miles away, too.
Yes, tornadoes of beef, right. That's certainly been known to happen. So-called cattle mutilations are often simply a variation of...
Sometimes the animals survive the fall, suggesting that animals are dropped shortly after extraction.
Even man survived the fall, but was forced to deal with sin in his future life.
So complicated.
Yes, it's true.
First you fall. Wait, no, first it's fall. Yeah, it's fall. And then...
Okay, right behind you.
What?
No, don't shoot. It's a listener.
Turn off
this show. Yeah, I know, really. I mean,
it's already having a devastating effect on plants and animals around the world.
Then let's do the show from the Chocolate Hopkins Cave, the Thule Lava Bed Monument.
In some incidents, however, the animals are frozen to death or even completely encased in ice as they are circulated throughout the upper atmosphere, and much like hailstones are formed, these animals become the nucleus of a hailstone and are redeposited encased in ice. There are also examples where the product of the rain is not intact animals, but shredded body parts.
That means it happened to people.
Some cases occur just after storms having strong winds, especially during tornadoes.
Yeah, it has to have happened to hominids.
However, there are many unconfirmed cases.
Be a good Iceman.
In which rainfalls of animals have occurred in fair weather.
Yes, that's the thing. There's no
strong winds or water spouts.
No water spout is in the picture, and yet the animals come plunking down.
Oh, okay, coming down. Yeah.
Given that water spouts do not actually lift anything, the water droplets visible in the column are merely condensation. And even the most intense will only raise the surface of the water by less than a meter. It lacks plausibility to suggest that they are capable of lifting fish from below the surface of the water and high into the air.
Little pieces of meteor, tiny
and dust,
melted
lots of
toys,
dust.
And lots of dust. And all the stuff you had as a kid and lots of dust.
But a lot of it is the physics of the shock that forces it into that shape.
Yeah. Where? Oh, on the front of Oliver Stone's Untold History.
Oh.
Mansion, yeah. There's a really gorgeous shot of some atomic bomb, but it's been photoshopped to death, so it makes it look so appealing. And it's this side shot of the thing.
It moving or a still shot?
No, just a still shot. Yeah, it's sort of the defining event of the time.
So they don't even play that atom bomb soundtrack noise when they show it?
Well, it's just a still picture on the cover.
But how long has it been since?
How great it looks. Like, you want to reach out and touch it. It looks like a big hot dog.
Get a fully radiated bacon-wrapped hot dog.
It's been a long time since I smelled the hot burning smell of...
burning flesh?
Hot smell of burning flesh.
The horrible,
well, it was just a month ago,
smell
when we had the
burning
last...
flesh.
Yeah, what happened to that? That
film,
was just...
A film fest that had Uncle Philo's and had more meat than I'd eaten in a long time.
That was during your burning
when nobody showed up at you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was good.
You're reminiscing about
I cooked. I didn't. I had ribs for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they were good ribs. Oh,
I was eating them long after that. It's really recommended that you eat them.
Yes, continuing to eat them now. This is the really exciting part of the show. We're shoving more words in.
More specifically, it has been erroneously claimed that some tornadoes can completely suck up a pond, letting the water and animals fall some distance away in the arm of a rain.
Well, that's where those frogs come from. They suck up a pond. Case closed. That would be a mighty big tornado, but they have them.
Yeah. And think of all the little Icemans, Iceman's Johnsons and things that went up there. The whole band was sucked up into an ice cloud.
You know, the hypothesis... Hypothesis does appear to be supported by the type of animals in these rains, small and light, usually aquatic, and by the suggestion that the rain of animals is often preceded by a storm. However, the theory does not account for how all the animals involved in each individual's incident would be from your own mind and not a group of similarly sized animals from a single area. Chew on that for a while, whoa, Mr. Listener.
Well, that's
Mr. or Mrs. Listener.
Take care of her.
She could be chopping up a pumpkin and fall over on her knife.
That was no pumpkin. That was little baby Ben.
Oh, no.
With his big orange head.
Well, you know, we've spent centuries and decades... Night times. Tossing and
pumpkins.
Turning and chopping and whacking and hacking and smacking.
Chopping up those pumpkins.
We've been hacking and smacking and whacking.
And throwing out the pulp. Administration officials agreed that the unsettling presence of beheaded pumpkins all over town is more than adequate proof that terrorists have terrorist cells embedded in almost every community nationwide.
I've seen a lot of pumpkins showing up just recently. I saw a place on the corner near my house that was loaded with pumpkins, beheaded, totally beheaded pumpkins.
Frumpedly,
you know what happened is the over-the-edge show before us just killed everything.
Right. Many brave hearts are asleep in the
I'm
going
to run out to the car and see if
so
it's there.
So beware.
I think I left some under the seat in there last time I rode with you.
Get them out.
Uh-oh.
Now, everybody calm down. There's a
caller. Are you all right? Are you choking on the money needed to keep KPFA moving forward in the future?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, now you've really screwed the pooch. I mean, now you've really
screwed the pooch. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because
wherefore did they do
a lot? But that's
everybody just yawns and goes to sleep, and they're trying to fight them. I gotta stay awake for
That is sad. they drive your audience away.
And I'm putting down. Oh, I'm putting the whole audience on Wizard Island now.
This particular thing that I'm reading is it repeats itself several times. It's like a recapping. It's like a one of those television programs you watch that has, between the commercials, it has 10 minutes of new content and 10 minutes of content that came from the previous before the previous commercial that had to recap, because attention spans of the average human can't remember what they saw during the commercial break if they don't get a recap of the content that happened previous to that.
Oh, that's right. I was there a minute ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember anything before I went to get a sandwich.
Can you email me a recap of what we were talking about?
Recap. Okay.
I'm going to go get a sandwich, and I know that by the time I get back, I'll remember nothing.
Yeah, send me a voice file of eating the sandwich, okay. And then I'll remember what I'm supposed to talk about in a minute from now.
Does a sandwich come from
11
now?
Seconds in my life and rearrange everything. I could do a lot better. I guess I can't.
So sad. I was really hoping to overcome this issue of the flying animals dropping in strange places and explain that once and for all.
Yeah, well,
yeah, somebody has to go in there and decide what to index initially.
I got a great book
the
on
the Grand Librarian,
and their entire index is online. They just said, "Man, we're not even printing that."
But you know, the thing about it, there are rules by which indexes are established.
Yeah, and exactly.
I compiled an index to my first book.
Philo spent a lifetime indexing. I know,
and cross indexing.
That's really, really, really important. That's why I can't believe it when people do it badly or don't do it at all. It's like, how do you find
it? If your book is anything, if it's a book that contains knowledge versus just a story, a fictional story or something, it needs an index.
Yeah.
Particularly if it has any references to other sources.
Anything in life,
One way you can approach the book is through the index. Just go and scan the contents and then look up the individual page where the topic is mentioned.
The index is what makes it into a reference book.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a reference book without an index. It's just a book.
It's just a pile of stuff.
Because you don't have any way of finding. The table of contents is your next.
Yeah,
but all it's going to give you is the chapter headers.
The rough idea of somebody's idea of what this is about.
No, wearing goggles, but okay, they didn't have glasses. They didn't have the mall in which you go and buy glasses and donuts, to cop up the coffee. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if they have something.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have coffee back those times.
I don't know. They had. I'm pretty like sure they didn't have cigarettes, but we know that Jesus smoked cigarettes, smoked Chesterfield.
Coffee like substance out of like sand grains.
If you're screwing a pooch while you're smoking a Chesterfield, then you're just
that sounds like fun.
It would be fun if it wasn't so dry right now. If we had some rain,
The friction alone would probably
burn
up the city.
Could burn up the city.
Yes, it would be terrible. The furnace would burn us.
Anyway, you know what I mean? It's early in the morning here. It's almost 4:20 somewhere in the universe.
Yeah. You could send $680,000 all at once, and we'd really be heroes.
We would be, our heads would be so big we couldn't leave the studio.
They would probably care about us if we did that.
Yeah.
If you sent us your $680,000, KPFA would probably give us a kiss.
That would be grand.
You'd get a big kiss and a pat on the back.
And a certificate.
They'd send us out the door and say, go at it, boys.
Frame from Aaron Brothers.
Yeah, we'd get a little certificate. We'd probably get a T-shirt.
Wow, T-shirt. Okay. And a little car.
Thank you note.
A little radio-controlled car would be cool.
Yeah.
But you've got the little radio-controlled flying.
I know. See, those should be the premiums for this show. If you subscribe to this show,
a premium for the show.
You would get a radio-controlled helicopter with a camera.
Fun is not an option.
Is that supposed to be your little model helicopter thing?
Nuh-uh.
Well, is that supposed to be your little flying?
That's
drone
the
thing.
It has been since the very beginning, because we went up to Tule Lake, Dr. Hal and I, and we saw the what's left of a concentration camp that occurred. It's not actually an internment camp.
Hey, Rob, was there
Tule Lake months?
But
they were. Somebody was probably concentrating.
And the farm machinery was sinking into the ground. That's a museum.
In, at the fairgrounds main
such
entrance.
Good farm machinery. Lost.
Lost. That, you know, I went out to a friend's farm in Sulphur Springs, Texas. I won't tell you. And littering ground were beautiful, burnished old tractor seats and giant metal spars and huge, heavy gears. Really neat stuff. It would sell for a lot in California.
Sir.
That's okay. Go ahead. I said, you know, this stuff would be gone in a second in California. Except at Bodie, where you can still walk around in a big field and trip over a gigantic ranch.
You'll keep the bad men from Bodie.
Yeah, but most of the people were bad there. For instance, one prostitute married the only butcher in town. And then the ladies of the town wouldn't ever speak to her. So he closed up the only butcher shop there and moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, where they had plenty of butcher paper.
Smarter than the average bear.
I was walking down the street on the way to the show, and I passed the place that had a sign that seemed to say vegan butcher or butcher vegan. I just can't imagine how that is accomplished, but it's right out there on University. And at this time, on this historic occasion, I am asked to give to you this package, which is from Lies, and he would be gratifying if you would actually open it and experience its contents, which I am ignorant of, on the spot, on the situation, on the show, and watch your reaction. So that is an option. What can I say?
Here we go. Did we do it in time? We did. But I hate these old stupid ones. I'm going to have to go learn how to steal the new ones.
Steal this radio station.
Yeah.
Let me check out my combo.
Combo, what a wonderful word.
Music nuggets to dream by.
Little fried nuggets of music, you mean? Like,
yes, from Nuggets, California, capital of the cream of the music scene here
well,
at Golden
State. Well,
now,
speaking of pretty girls and all, we just happen to have a kid back here that check out the king.
King size, family size, and new economy size.
That is just...
I dub thee Sir Last-A-Lot, because your family will not need to buy another one of these. But buy two.
Hey.
For emergencies.
Everyone's gonna drive to the fucking real world.
Oh.
I didn't see anybody. I didn't hear myself in the capsule here on KPFA 94.1. Wait.
Howdy, boys and girls. This is Chris Welch inviting you to join me every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 11 a.m. to noon for the Talkies. We'll discuss almost everything. The news, of course, and also theater, music, books, generally what's happening in our own backyard and what we can do about it. Your questions and comments are a vital part of the proceedings. That's the Talkies, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 11 a.m. to noon on KPFA.
Get him a coffee.
Get some sleep.
Oh, okay.
He's right.
Okay.
Get the word of a criminal.
Get your coffee yet?
Why is everybody asking me that?
Coffee, good.
Coffee, good.
And you know what space smells like?
Well, that's supposed to mean.
We should have a
it was officially acknowledged this week.
What smells like space coffee. Smells like?
Yeah. Coffee grounds.
Oh. No, that would be interesting.
Burnt
steak specifically.
Burnt steak. Oh, I think those are the astronauts who.
Not important.
Sizzled by cosmic rays, they're olfactorily experiencing their own combustion, and now they think that it's the void itself.
It's apparently the smell on the outside of the spacesuit.
Hey, what's the call-in number I can give to Geek Boy?
from Korea.
From Korea. It's, let's see, from it's, Korea, it's 510-848-4425.
Radio that.
That's 510-848-4425.
Because it's always beautiful on this show.
And you can call and become part of our Puzzling Evidence radio family.
Choose whatever age and family.
Have you thought about the afterlife? Well, we might be able to help you. How'd you like to own a giant duplex mansion in heaven?
Not the garage. It was in the joke.
Not the garage, though, because that is it.
Heaven, you would be able to look down on the garage and see that person.
Well, I mean, it's not that soul. Bad, but that soul doesn't get to live in the nicest mansion in heaven, even though she's there. And it's pretty good because it's in heaven, but it's not great because she didn't minister the gospel to her friends.
Wait, Janet?
So, you mean I gotta live here in this garage? I mean, it's great and everything, but... And the angel says, you see, you didn't minister. While you were alive, you could have led many more souls to outer space.
I'm seeing this DVD set around a lot.
Have you thought of getting it?
Never. I never liked the show, except for Dr. Smith and...
Well, that would be all you would watch.
And... Not the mom or the dad.
Just edit all those scenes together.
Who went on to become famous by being eaten by an alien.
Penny, really? Was eaten by an alien?
Was the first alien girl.
Oh, yeah, well.
So chewed up on...
Not only that, but in The Birds, she was terrified by birds as a little girl. She always had trouble with the critters.
That's right.
And finally, the alien got her.
From what I've heard from...
And I just was looking at my big... Oh, a different movie. Big box, a C-54A. Is that it? No, it's the reverse.
Not C-54A.
It's the official name of the spaceship in...
Start a revolution with 5 pounds of that stuff.
And start the revolution without me with Donald Sutherland and Ewa Allen. If you've got the moxie, if you've got the gumption, if you've got the get up and go, we're going to say the Mystic Knights of Wotan has lost $7 million.
How many people did the end of the world happen?
We missed it. It was supposed to. It just didn't, and so we had to recalculate. Recalculating. Recalibrating. Yes, we have to figure out a number of answers. Whether it ever actually has been July 5th, 1998, or whether July 5th, 1998 did happen, and we are actually inside a simulation. Of some kind. An alien simulation. And it is scientifically interesting that if you are inside an alien simulation, you'd better not find out. Because if you find out, you negate the purpose for the simulation, and so they just destroy the whole universe. And it was all your fault. So we decided we'd better keep it under our lids and hope for better luck next year at X-Day 2020.
You believe it?
Well, I believe I'll probably be there, although things are changing in various departments, and the Stang's stately Cleveland mansion will be sold, put up for auction. The giant blue gorilla statue in front has already been taken down. It's just like every other house. Well, I suppose it'll go to the sprawling, spacious Stang Ranch in Texas.
Hey, Lukowski.
You're right. No. Was it made out of cement?
It was, I think it was originally supposed to be Hanna-Barbera's The Great Ape.
The thing itself, isn't it big and heavy? I thought it was...
It's big enough so that the wind doesn't blow it, but it's not made out of cement, whatever it's made out of.
Yeah.
Unless maybe it's an actual... petrified ape. No, I wouldn't think so. Well, we've got to watch out about things filtering through that can damage and harm us as we attempt to do our tasks, our humble jobs here on the radio. Gosh knows we try. Oh, I'm sorry, but you see, we accidentally have our problems here. All right. Break it up.
No. She has an animal rescue place in a valley in Southern California. Birds lady.
Tippy.
Yes.
Tippy, yes.
And I've been there and watched and moved out of the range as the lion walks up and sniffs at all the tourists, then kind of casually turns around, pisses on the whole lot.
I wish
that you could talk to me.
And that we could be at your bedtime and all were well.
I can't talk right now because I'm on the air.
Oh, look at that. Go.
Maybe Geek Boy will call. Is he listening? And imagine the time delay on that.
It's not even today anymore. It's like next
tomorrow
week.
There.
Well, he has to call from some other location.
They're
anytime.
Actually 3 days ahead.
He's already unpacking from Burning Man.
Because of the uncertainty of the market and nuclear accidents.
Unpack his heart with words.
The Earth is moving in such a way that
like
we're...
Some, drab.
When you're west of Guam,
right.
It's 3 days ahead now, not just 1 hour.
How many heads per day?
Gravity.
Doesn't matter.
Gravity happened.
It's really bad for him, you know, because, like, food goes bad in his refrigerator faster.
Is that a call coming in?
Yeah.
Better zoom what? In on the big board.
Take longer. It's not funny. I shouldn't laugh. This new world is complicated.
It's all digital. All the time.
And we don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about how the nanny state maintains itself from nanosecond to nanosecond.
I still, I had to go home and privately think about Nancy Reagan on a battering ram.
I'm sure she got into it, too.
At the drug bust.
No, I read about this during at the time. They were proud of it. You know, she was going along with the...
That was her whole thing.
Dope busters and so forth.
Were they doing, what drug were they doing that she was so happy?
I think this was the era of crack.
Sickly, sweet aroma of controlled substances.
Yeah. At one end of the family, they're setting up the machinery that brings it in, and the other end of the family, they're...
And very often the cops would get it mixed up and they'd go in and terrorize the wrong house. And it happened again and again. I don't know if Nancy was ever along for one of those. They'd smash the furniture, terrify the people, vandalize the house, and then, it's supposed to be next door. Get out of there, you jerks. It's next door.
How's the coffee?
Yeah, let's batter that one down.
All right, Mrs. Reagan, get ready. This time it's going to be the...
How many doors do you have to batter down these days to find drugs?
I lived in a room alone.
You don't. Don't you just do it by computer?
Well, I was looking at the other end of my mind.
The big billboards that say chill for chill. A company that will bring you your own. Choose and bring you your own pot.
I'm going to rub you out.
That's so sad.
So sad. So fresh. The shows that are no more.
And he knew nothing about him.
You know, all kinds of people in that part of the world listen to us, like people like us, or is it people like us?
I used to listen to people like us until they canceled it.
They'll never be canceled in my heart.
That's true. I shouldn't dwell on the negative.
I don't feel so well.
I should accentuate the positive. Fly high on the affirmative. Don't get caught with Mr. In Between.
when you're on the street.
A mystery object described as a giant blimp was seen over the western half of the city yesterday.
They didn't fire nukes from the north, did they? Into the south? And that's why we're not getting a response. From the faraway SK.
He might have had to go to work already. Or come home from work or something. What happens 3 days from now?
Well, it's a weekend 3 days from now.
Oh, yeah. He's playing baseball.
Probably like this.
Some object to the term blimp.
He's the biggest Korean-speaking person on their baseball team. That's what he's doing right now.
Basic ball.
But you know what? It was so fun during the Let's Remember the Moon.
Was that his name?
Just watch acres and acres of people at their monitors.
Oh, yes.
The old version of technology.
Yes, you have to turn every knob by hand. Tune every voice and
who knows what they did with those tapes. I heard you guys trying to cover up for NASA.
Somebody's got to do it. All those lies.
But they had computers
which were human brains,
which are pretty good computers. Ah, well, they did what they did.
They did. Pretty amazing. And it was all in a box. Years later, apparently, there's a shot of NASA people emptying a box full of stuff on a table, which was the, you know, which proves something.
Well, wasn't that the stuff that they assembled?
Here's what they have: the little can.
Right. If we can put something together out of these materials, then we can tell them how to do it, and they can get out of that mess or muddle that they're in.
We've caught up with them now because all the smarts and all the computer power was on the Earth, so they had to send it to the little can.
And you know, because of that. That careful planning, they'll be coming home in another 3 weeks.
Who will? Wait a minute. What space station am I on? Did I get off the wrong place?
Apollo 13.
Uh-oh, 13.
The luckiest of them all.
Yes.
Ever tell you anything about himself personally?
You know, there is an interesting thing. The lunar ascent module for Apollo 14... is still intact and in solar orbit. And it comes close to the Earth every 7 years, I believe.
Does it come closer each 7 years?
Not really. But if you want to rescue it, it would take a mission that would take at least 14 to 28 years. Probably 28 years, because you can only do so much at every intercept.
Well, can't you wait and get it when it comes close, seven years from now?
Yeah, you have to go out there and get it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to attach something to it and wait until you get around to getting close again.
You have to adjust the orbit. Just some little thing that pushes it closer.
That's not how magnets work, Hal.
I didn't realize it was a magnet school.
It's this orbital dynamic thing where when it comes closer, it does something sort of twirly-do there.
Wilbur and orbital right.
And in order to grab onto it, you've got to get into this weird orbit, which is not going to take you back to Earth.
Not my regular orbit.
For another 7 years.
See, a weird orbit, but 7 years, Mr. Spock mating cycle would fly by.
It can be recovered, but it would take from 14 to 28 years to bring it safely back. And then how would you actually bring it back?
Yeah. Difficulty.
And because of the value of the thing, I think what we've got to do is find a way, not now, but in the future, to suspend it and then put that inside something. So you capture it in the aerogel, and then you visit it, but you don't. It's like the Hunley. Only a few people are ever going to go in it.
Right.
Nobody would go in it. You wouldn't need to anymore.
It would be full of skeletons.
Read the whole thing with
whatever
LIDAR turns into.
It's full of freeze-dried poop.
Full of dead guys.
Yeah, exactly, and that stuff is going to be so valuable to future.
Who wants to go down and see some old poop underwater?
People will pay 3 million quetars to go look at the poop of old space.
By Motorola.
1960s. Which people can't even remember now. It's just the show, Dumb and Dumber.
Just going to introduce some dumbbells.
Here's the dumb reason why that ascent module is still intact. You know, when they did the first mission, they basically got home, like, okay, quick, get back in the command module, run away.
Right.
Second mission, they went, you know, we really wanted to know how much fuel is actually left in one of these things. So after they all scrambled, hiding back in the command module like the cowards those astronauts are. They remotely started the lunar ascent module up and ran it till it went empty, which took it out of the lunar orbit to forever circle the sun.
The hippie temptation.
And it's still going on. The module circling the sun and the hippie temptation.
Was produced under the supervision and control of CBS.
They are tempting, aren't they?
They're all played by Christina Hendricks.
Mm-hmm. Through the miracle of multivision.
So, really, if I was up there and I'm in orbit around the Earth, having a great time, pretty much just lying in my bunk,
having an atomic cocktail,
and then I smacked into that Apollo ship, can I now sue the U.S.? The space law, you know, I got hurt because of your stupid old car that was out there.
But that was done by a previous administration. Had nothing to do with the New World Order government.
Yeah, the Nazis were headquarters clean up all the space
in
trash
Toledo, Ohio.
From the dark side of the moon.
All that old America stuff is quaint, but we're still cleaning up after them down here. Much as we regret you with your unfortunate encounter up there. So carry on. Come in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, still you must carry on. Emergency. Destruction sequence initiated.
iOS wanted to be declared a hazard to navigation.
See what you...
All right, That was a hazard.
Yes.
What happened to the
Oliver
VU
Hazard Perry?
Hey, is one channel louder than the other?
Is that some right wing thing?
It's getting all weird in here, man.
What's this about, Sergeant? Here we are at Burning Man.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to bewilder people now.
Bewildered, be wild.
No, we should do that this year again. We should just stare at a monitor and yak about.
Yes.
Be all whiny about our girlfriend.
The Burning Man streaming camera.
I think it was life-changing. That's the fun.
Slowly rotating over the blinky fly up.
But never bring your girlfriend there because you will break up on the fly.
Well, that's a problematic thing. There, I think.
Hal, when Doug and I have done this in the past, we've carefully looked for you each time.
Me? Each revolution.
You look for me?
No, that's not him. No.
Yeah. Is he in that crowd?
Yeah.
Is that thing going off? Is that where he is?
Right. He fell in with a bad crowd.
So it's still your show.
Steal your show. As Abby Hoffman surely would have said.
Hey, Pete, what kind of microphone is this?
This is an Electro Voice RE20.
Oh.
Looks suspiciously like the ones that used to be in Radio Valencia.
Oh, well,
I was wondering about that, too.
These are fine microphones. They're actually professional.
They have such a huge magnetic coil that...
Yeah, they're trying to pull me into the room.
We'll try and lower them down on a scaffolding.
Well, that's the thing. You have to build a whole armature. I thought they just used it. What was it?
To do the animation.
A trebuchet to throw them to a safe zone.
You know, Escape from Corditz. This is a
safe hub.
It's like how they got the microphones out of Radio Valencia in a glider. The castle.
Oh, that guy again. Sorry, Hitler.
Piloted by Otto von Lilienthal.
Sorry, not sorry, Hitler. No.
And also, of course, Hannah Reich, the wonderful daredevil pilot.
From
Otto Skorzeny, also.
There's a Death Valley.
When you want aerial daring do.
A Grand Canyon.
Bring
a music festival every year. I just found out of it.
Oh, sweet music in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. And it came from hippies.
Wouldn't you know it?
Too hot now.
Too hot now.
Forecast for this afternoon.
Hot.
Intermittent entertainment.
Yes. like that Twilight Zone.
Your bedtime will be at 4 a.m.
They're falling into the sun, and the weatherman says, well, the forecast tomorrow will be hot. What can I say? It's going to be hot.
You know where it won't be hot tomorrow?
In Vladivostok?
I was thinking Greenland.
Oh, Greenland. Yes, of course.
Our 51st state.
Some call it Trumpia. So how
the
much does he want to pay
on
for
the festival?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to buy it from...
The sound penetrates even here.
I think he'll get in a bidding war with the Chinese.
Here, stuff your ears.
Over Greenland?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Mortician's wax.
So, you know, it'd be really, really piss a lot of people off then. It would be
and wrap these turbans around
Greenland
your head.
And then made it a state. Could the president do that? I don't think he
well,
would.
Well, that's fine.
Before the 2020 election?
Drowned and eaten by sea serpents.
Yes, absolutely, before the election. And so, yeah. Just because that would
if anybody could do it, it's our fearless thing.
They're like, they're really scientific, you know?
It's real
yeah,
scientific.
Yeah, Orange Land would be good, except that evokes,
The
Dutch.
The Dutch, the Irish, everyone got pissed off.
Had a bad history there, yeah.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Because that was Orange Land, but that's an amazing history about the
William
Dutch
of
taking
Orange
over
Land?
Parts of the earth. Because they said, let's just go right to the commerce gene and avoid the violence.
Hey,
sorry.
Watch it.
They were the business bros of the 1500s.
They were. They were the business bros of all the hundreds.
They went to,
really
the hundreds.
Started
went
it.
To Japan.
They, to uh-huh. clean up the world and say, hey, it's all about the deal. Come on.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to be killing everybody.
Yes, they
unless
were.
Unless they're no, lesser right. people.
The Dutch right masters in. Of
12
the
12 years
situation.
Ago, I recorded every telephone call
if
made
you
want by
to know,
the
folks,
presidential
my
nominee
about
of
that
a major
is,
political party. I don't want to
Vermeer's hat. I'm sorry, I can't remember that.
The Night Watch.
Yeah, the Frightened City. See, that's the Mermen, Sunday night. So I got to get back to the real subject at hand. Yeah,
coming
see,
up?
No, not anymore. I'm sure they play there, but the Mermen used to play on Sunday night at sunset. So you knew in a few hours it was going to be the bird. And it was fun because it was really tiny.
You're starting your Burning Man stories a little bit early now.
You have to, well, it's before the edit. Because now, see, time is ahead of us 3 days, so I have to, in 3 days, edit the thing and make the Burning Man show. I forget when Burning Man is, exactly.
In 3 days, you will have edited it.
You'll
have edited it.
I just want the little puppets. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a Jerry Anderson show? Puppets of all of us.
We'll just play the audio and do a puppet show. The puppets made
with the little,
like
the little wonderful little lip. The lower lip moves. And has,
yes.
Has
so we have to.
Cover.
We have to come here and run the puppets ourselves.
No.
You do it with a little box.
You
do, little
we just do the voices.
Set that you make. You know, but just make this the audio.
Do
so
we have to
it.
Get together at least? You know, I'm not in the same room as you, but like this far together
yeah.
to do it.
Well,
yeah.
do you want it good or do you want it tomorrow?
And then what I'd want is like right here, a smaller version of the Merman plane. Okay. Uh-huh. A little light, a little tiny stage.
A Merman action figure set?
Yeah. Playing
except
all
work.
The songs. Yeah. yeah. But they play Shadow songs.
Uh-huh. You want VJ just Pussycat like
the,
doing the eye noise for it?
Gary
yeah.
and the Peacemakers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, and then on one wall, and K-Rob does the other eye noise on the other wall.
Wow.
No, they each get two walls.
It's like
and the walls are made out of
cross eyes,
fog curtains,
right?
You know, big room, a fake room of fog curtains, and people are walking right into the
each other,
into the image. I was going to think someday I was going to think that, but not now. A mini light show for the mini Merman puppet show.
Oh,
marionette show.
How cute.
They would be scary.
Shot
then.
That down really fast. It's hard
yeah,
to come up with a good
that
show.
That idea didn't fly, so they shot it down.
It's all your fault.
Sorry.
I had nothing to do.
It's the 60s, man. I blame the 60s.
But everywhere he went.
Hey, we can stop blaming the 60s at the end of this year, right? Start blaming the 70s.
Oh, okay.
I guess so. You're going to have to have a lot of blame then. There's no excuse for the 70s whatsoever.
I want you to love me. Make me dizzy, make me
dizzy. I got a special bummer announcement today.
Not another bummer announcement. Hey, is there a caller there? Or is there...
Come on.
I'll get
the caller's in the 60s, man. The caller from the 60s is calling.
Wow, oh, what boy, country is he from?
Talk about a bummer.
I want you to love me. And all
the guy does sound like the 60s.
He's hitting all the main points.
I didn't find that satisfactory.
Entirely satisfactory.
Oh, well. All we can do is try, okay?
Good shot.
See, these puppets would dance around and beat us.
Yes, they have to be serviced periodically.
What I'm hoping to do is make puppets of all of KPFA's characters.
I know, that's quite a stable full of gummies.
I elected the President of the United States.
It just makes me sad when people in foreign countries who promise fumigation then don't.
I was wondering about that, too.
Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It made me wonder.
It's a world of wonder over here.
It's a wonderful world.
Of wonder.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was shot to death by an assassin late today.
And again yesterday.
And yes, folks, it's true we were trying to raise South Korea, but they've gone to sleep.
We're on Martin Luther King. We're right there at that point.
As he stood on a balcony in Memphis, Tennessee.
There's a, just to stay in the subject, there's a ABBA tape where
ABBA
they use marionettes of themselves. And go. A guy who represents their manager goes to a manager in the music biz. Pretty funny tape of that very thing. And I didn't realize how complicated that puppetry was until I watched the making of. And realized that when ABBA made that tape, they were really old. So they just composited all kinds of interesting otherworldly shots.
And they used puppets to obscure
And the main
their...
characters were, the same kind of things that Gerry Anderson used to do.
With Supercar and Fireball XL5.
Wow.
Trendsetter or influencer?
Threat or menace? Gumby or Pokey?
Pokey to me. I used to watch that, Come home from school and watch that. Just fascinated by the claymation.
An Art Clokey production.
But that was when the time was all linked up, and there wasn't a three-day lag.
Yes, no one could have anticipated it back then.
One thing is clear in this year of 1968.
The sizzling 60s.
And J-Men. Oh.
Distant detonations.
To your own conclusions, Harry. I mean, he lost.
Harry, tell him about the time you put the bug in the parakeet.
Parakeet?
I'm kidding. Harry, one time actually put a microphone in a little parakeet.
Is that right?
Best ending we've ever.
Parakeets don't happen to be my thing, Harry.
We don't have the trust of the public anymore.
No, we lost that long ago. You see, a prophet.
Some of the stuff was, I just stopped talking. I was like, there's no way. If anybody can read lips, I'm not going to say these things. Because the stuff that they were saying was
the
so.
The sound penetrates even here.
Nobody really said this, did they? And they did. did.
Here, try stuffing spinach in your ear.
Uh-oh, broken neighbor's window.
Thank you very much. We have an announcement to make.
From daddy's chair. Showed your dork at recess. We weed in the pool. You're in a peck of trouble, but you just don't care.
And that case, bad taste neckties around your head to muffle the sound.
Glad that you picked it, and now you're addicted. Rococo, bubble, opium gum.
With the advice of the vice president, who is chairman of the National Space Council, I believe that this nation should commit itself.
Anybody understand him?
Yeah, we kind of did.
Start with a classic. It's a foxy film. It's
the hippie temptation.
It's a jam.
Was produced under the supervision and control of
News Corporation Comedy.
No, it's just people love this stuff. People, Mr. Daly, love what's next.
People, sure.
People who love people.
Hi there. My name is Hugh Romney, and
I am a people holic.
Sounded like you were going to say something cool. Yeah, well, you don't get to hear it.
Cool. Too cool for school. Super cool.
Slowly move it through the forest.
Is a giant
the giant gorilla outside Stang's house.
Oh, a giant gorilla out.
We have to first slowly move it through the forest.
You just pan up the gorilla here. It'll be an impressive shot.
And that is that the American people want no more Vietnams.
One was enough.
No, we want Greenland now.
In the endless Greenland war, in its 76th year.
Dirt. No, we don't. We were never good at that kind of imperialism. Ours was different. Ours was cultural. We're able to take over your land by using Coke. The Koch brothers, who own most of America. There's a wonderful book out, just came out.
Are they like the Peppermint Twins or the...
Unbelievable amounts of control they have. But things still blow up for them. They helped get Trump in, and now Trump's screwing with the machine. It's kind of like the in the movie Network, you know, with the fake TR has to, I forget what it is, the head of the network calls him in and does a speech about you.
Oh, yeah.
You hang up on people. That's right. You know, don't think you have
there
your
is
ideas.
No color. There is no microphone.
Yeah, that's Stang used to play that a lot. The president. I always think of that guy as Teddy Roosevelt. Because he looks like him. He's the bully. Pulpit manager of that time in that movie. You're just a guy on TV.
Arthur Jensen.
Ned Beatty, yeah.
John McIver.
Chester Arthur. I don't know what the game is, but I'm in, man.
Warren Harding.
Okay, I'm upping the scale. The Woodrow Wilson, birthplace Stanton, Virginia.
Warren Harding is made to look smart by Trump, but he's not.
Have
very
you seen? Go on YouTube, folks, and look at. I found one. I think it's the official one of the Hall of Presidents at Epcot Center. It's amazing. Yes. Warren Harding's there, and they read the names of all the pres.
And they each react in their own.
They sort of. Many are just subtle, sort of turns toward the center.
Yes.
And in the front sitting are the great founding fathers. And it's an amazing, surreal treat to watch Jefferson's there, of course, yeah, but yeah. And he speaks. But George Washington introducing Trump to the event.
Trump, is it there already?
Yeah, he's pres.
He's looking very presidential.
And I played on the show with her once.
Where is this? Epcot Center?
At Epcot Center, because they have a Hall of Presidents. Yeah, pretty amazing tableau. But it did remind me about the Office of the Presidency.
All the other presidents are looking in horror.
And little Kennedy and little Obama are way in the background.
Yeah.
Over on the right. They're sort of like, there are a few presidents you kind of smudging. You know?
Yeah, they're in the back vaping.
Yeah, trying to behind the other person. Nothing. It's surreal. But, you know, no more surreal than in Illinois. I'm not sure where this is, but there is a place where you can go and interact with a holographic Lincoln.
Like,
you go into a room that is originally his, and he's walking around the room and talking to you. But I'm not sure
to what end.
Telling corn pone stories.
You probably pay about $26 to go see that, right?
Sure.
Per person.
Talk to Honest Abe for $26.
And if I worked
bucks?
There, it'd be night at the museum. You know, I'd go in at night, turn on
the denture
cleansing
pump
for
is here at last.
How
talk
long,
to Mr. Lincoln.
How long until you've talked him out, you think?
We've got about 7 minutes.
And by the way, who would be doing the talking?
Yeah, how many revolutions?
Well, Mr. Lincoln, I just want to tell you I've always enjoyed your speeches.
So, but that's what's happening in your mind.
Start using new effervescent Polydent tablets today.
Would that help?
I think so. They're big. So it's a voice test as the capsule goes around the dark side of the moon.
We'll see if the air crystallizes.
The whistling is so we can track it.
In space with the Whistler and his dog. A Walt Disney production. Starring George Maharis as Bowser. With Martin Milner.
He has composed stuff with
as our astronaut.
A known new age, not new age, but new wave.
There he is.
Anonymous.
I like the
anonymous
roll call. This could take a while, so if you want to go out and get a coffee. like a drunk computer.
Yeah. Cinematography by Anonymous.
Arnold Chester. Who, in the Adam series, is
Anonymous.
A little boy watching Boston being bombarded by the British, rather, and
bombarding.
Then at the end of his life is a wonderful shot of his father sort of half mad in the yard and talking about watching out for monarchists as now that John Quincy Adams is president.
William Henry Harris.
We weren't really expecting the comms equipment to work, were we?
Well, I had some hopes that it would not falter or fail us.
I mean, it's been 3 years of expeditions and 3 years of radio silence.
Are you looking at the video? Who's in the front?
Anonymous.
I should look.
An Alan Smithy production.
Oh, yeah. Trump's in the center of this
video. Yeah, he's standing. And Washington will introduce him and he'll give this long speech.
Don Donaldo. Will cry bitter tears.
James Buchanan.
You see, Mr. Mitch McConnell, he does want
the Senate members.
Aluminum plant from Russia built in his state. And now Russia is interested in building many other such plants in other U.S. states. Of course, exercising their right to remove them at any time, throwing umpteen billion people out of work. Aluminum smelting plant is what it is. At one time, aluminum was thought to be a precious metal, incredibly difficult to produce and find. The Washington Monument is still capped by a spire of aluminum, which was put there before they knew how to prepare it in the modern way. But this huge aluminum plant has got Mitch McConnell earning the name Moscow Mitch.
You must have gone out to the Washington Monument to when you were in Georgetown, yeah? Dr. Goldie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Washington's bright boys
are
still...
Do you have the tapes?
Knock down every Hooverville.
We're still listening to the tapes.
Now it's in the air that prohibition's finished, and a friendly drink is always in demand. But though the laws may change, the games still keep on changing. And someone's got to keep those games in hand.
I hope he... So cool.
Our hopes and prayers.
Joe Coolidge.
Our thoughts and prayers at your time of sorrow. Our prayers go with you. We pray on you.
F7 to Central. There's a.
And his daughter. What about Margaret Truman?
There's a fire in the basement. A lot of smoke's coming out of the ventilator.
Then Bess Truman. The best of all the Trumans. Give them hell, Harry.
Dewey. Wow, we're in the Truman. 60s already. Oh, how'd that happen?
Station. Oh, can't do that.
555.
No.
Please go to the Pink and White Tent Hospital as soon as possible.
It's against all broadcast regulations. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm not allowed to ask something else. Jimmy Carter peanut butter rolling across the land in an oozy, nutty blob. Here and there on hand.
I do not like the George Bush.
Jimmy Carter's peanut butter really ought to be the peanut butter of your family.
Dino De Laurentiis.
Carlo Rambaldi.
See, they didn't say it. Couldn't bring themselves to say it. They stopped it at Barack Obama. See what Mr. Greedy.
I'm quite curious to know why he would do such a thing. So please show it to me when you open it up so I can see.
A virus from the moon.
And, well, you know, the way Mr. Mavridis thinks, and so he's opening the package, folks. He's penetrating to the core. A beautiful wrap job, too.
Is it a crank gift?
Oh, what? That's a great
box.
It's
the one USM-447 show drone.
Is there one in the box? Yeah.
From General Atomics.
Oh, boy.
Excellent.
Well, I guess now you're really going to put this thing on a firm footing.
General Atomics isn't messing around.
Yeah,
no, it's like writing to the Acme Corporation.
So now I have to go through the radioactively sealed tape. I don't want to hurt the show drone.
No, don't penetrate the gas canister.
As usual, these government...
Those things usually have security protocols
know,
where you can open
thing.
Them.
I think it's got a riff, a little riff that's almost... Let's see, what can I...
Now, where did he come up with that?
I'm going to go put on a radiological suit.
Yeah, I think that thing is hot. It's radiating over there. Look, that's like a rainbow there. That must be fairly radioactive. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America.
Oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, fairly well. I need new glasses, but...
See, I want to have a box full of the Apollo stuff in the car.
Apollo?
Yeah, from the set of the movie where they go to the moon.
They're not going to sacrifice to Apollo.
So you just go get the right tool for the right...
427 Echo to Central.
That has to be done by daytime, then.
What so proudly
super
we
super sealed.
After that's Twilight's last
Twilight's
gleaming.
Last gleaming, yes.
Everett, we hardly knew ye.
Broad stripes, bright stars.
Maybe you're not supposed to get in here.
Through the perilous fight.
We can see the man Otto Meyer now.
Where the hamsters were splashed. Ramparts were wrenched? Watched. And ramparts were what? Where the ramparts were hot? No, that can't be. Where the ramparts were scorched or so gallantly steaming or so.
Wow.
What did you get into the box? Oh, look at the show drone.
The show drone.
How about that?
Goodness.
Well, that is really a piece
that's
of equipment.
You're not supposed to eat the paper.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I saved the box. It's collectible. And so that's what it was, folks. Puzzling Evidence was given a show drone.
Yeah.
A USM-44-7 show drone.
See, from General Atomics.
From General Atomics, that's right. Well, a kid can throw rocks at it, but I doubt if he can do anything.
Many cases.
Is that used to, like, decommission nuclear power plants?
I think so.
One atom at a time.
Any standoff kind of...
It's hard to find the storage tanks to store all the dirty water. Don't crumple up the instructions.
That's some fake fire.
We've been told we've heard all the tapes, and I have no reason to believe otherwise.
Okay.
No reason.
Well, okay. We're still listening to them.
Once we've heard them, they will make our decision.
That's right. They'll become part and parcel of our presentation. This is KPFA 94.1 in Berkeley.
Oh, how beautiful. As we dance around with the entire Berkeley area. It's interesting because there's no remote and there's no stand.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
So it just flies around like a human. It just does what it wants.
Excellent.
We'll have to see.
Stage left.
With our little show drone.
That thing's flying around like some kind of gigantic insect.
Insect. That's just sick. Okay, we just have a cue mark there for the almost the end of the show.
It's a coming up fast. Yes, we can't keep this up forever. Like the show drone, the show itself will have to land, and soon. But for now, look at it bob and weave.
Show drone's real thing.
Yeah, well, somebody should have taken a picture. Can still take a picture.
Can still. Will and, well, it's in the
for
air.
For this historic right occasion.
Can that show drone do something about the flies in my studio right here?
Really?
Yes.
It up for this many hours.
Ain't no flies on Jesus.
You knew about the flies in this computer?
I don't know why there are flies in here.
This was a touchscreen until recently. Then flies were landed on.
I don't feel at all well.
And causing shows to do all kinds of funny things.
Is that why? That's why in your part of the studio they have the fly stick on
the hippie temptation.
Fly yeah. trap. That
but they have names, Hal.
Oh, well, yes, there's Little Mortimer there, and with his thorax stuck at the top, that's...
To be very high.
George.
And
what about the fake ones?
Those, I can't understand why they have a bunch of phony flies up there, as well as actual fly corpses. Brought all the way from Fly Ranch, Nevada.
Anyway, it's a fly problem over in the room I'm in.
And they really just ought to... you know, zip it up.
But since
oh, look, the show drone lights up.
Wow.
And look, it flies. Oh, there it goes. It's up there, folks. It's up near the ceiling, whirling around, and it's all colors.
Take that, flies.
Green and blue. Yeah, it might roll. It's zapping around the control room, folks.
Wow.
And it's near the fly strip, too.
What if it gets caught in a fly strip?
It would be awful. It would be besmeared with the foul corpses of flies.
Wow.
Uh-oh, it landed rather hard there.
I don't think those flies have a chance against that thing.
For many, the price of taking the shortcut to discovery...
that control it.
Is there a remote control, or does it just fly around on its own?
It has a mission.
Right.
It's pre-programmed.
That was wild.
That was incredible. Yay, the flying show drone.
I think you can control it by...
telepathy?
It
says this is uncontrollable.
Oh, yeah.
It's a force of nature.
Wait, I can see the future. That might be it for the charge.
Beaker, 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 beaker.
Turn them on central without drone.
Well, unplug everything in the studio if you can charge that.
How do you charge it? Do you have a charging cord?
Yeah, there's a little charging cord.
Hmm.
Everybody's got one.
And
I think you control it maybe a little bit by holding the ball of air that it produces.
Charge smartphone when I go home.
But
so the
you mean by
30 seconds?
Putting your hands near the blades? Is that what you're saying?
No, near its little round butt.
Must remember.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm using the air, the column of air.
Remember.
I realize if I could do this, I could kind of shape it, but it's really meant to go up and hit the ceiling.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
It had a lot of more gumption than I expected.
Yeah, and it's usually draining a lot of battery power because it's got flashing lights and twirling propellers.
It couldn't terrify us without using all its power.
The glitter and the attraction of the bright and bold and noisy.
And when it went up,
That's right.
Was more than bright and bold. It was spectacular.
Oh, yes.
And it will fly again, I'm sure. And speaking
at
of flies, maybe we could take those fly strips down. They've got to be swarming with virulent bacteria.
And we should take them down?
Well, they're in our space here, man. It's
man.
A dead fly thing.
Well, you want live flies coming to this room over here.
No, thank you. I think I've seen enough of our friend, the common fly. Yes.
Here we are at the little fly funeral.
Oh, that is too bad, but plenty more where they come from.
That's why this place is filling up fast.
They'll call it Cobweb Hotel. The Lord in his wisdom made the fly and then forgot to tell us why.
In the series Absolutely Fabulous, there's a small running joke about one of the characters thinking that maybe in the movie The Fly that really did happen, and Jeff Goldblum is out there somewhere as half fly, half
That's been covered up though by
the cover up.
Yeah, right. Remember, it's not the crime, it's the cover up. So
did Tom Hanks really go to the moon? He does everything. He goes to the moon, then he comes here and saves people in ships and planes.
He didn't go to the moon, but it's of interest to notice that in his movie, he was in the Vomit Comet. They build a set in the Vomit Comet.
Oh, yeah.
And so they really are in the microgravity.
Von Braun.
So are all the camera people, sound people.
Yes. Director. Can't have been that easy to do, but that was a fun thing for them.
And then, you could end the mic cut. You'd show the crash of the Vomit Comet, and then he crawls up on the island where he is for...
Coraline.
Yes, with only a ball for company.
And that ball is a show drone.
Spalding? Oh, well... So you're out of power and you can't fly her again.
No, it's charging, but I have a bad feeling the battery might be really tiny.
Mm.
It's so light.
That's all right.
And it has a lot of mechanical stuff.
Fun to watch it go up there.
Yeah.
It's really something. Too bad we could not film the flight of the show drone.
Well, I'm thinking of bring both drones and shoot with the other little tiny drone.
Drone to drone combat.
The first drone.
Yes, the first drone could take a picture of the second drone, and the second drone could snap the first drone in two as they battle above our heads.
Again and again and again.
I'm glad
yes,
you
Amazon takes over the Amazon
to notify the press.
With drones.
Hundreds and thousands. Well, actually, at Burning Man, I think it was a few years ago, they had a spectacular launch of 10 godzillion drones, all with lights on them. Went up and up and up. You know, we watched, and some people said, is that all there is? And then a huge cloud appeared behind that that filled the entire sky. Where did they all go? They must have landed somewhere.
Eight years ago by President Kennedy.
He's still sad about that.
Where did all the drones go?
They went to KPFA 94.1.
This is Apollo Satellite Control. We just passed the 2 hour 20.
The Apollo Command Center is over at KPFB 89.3.
Well, thanks to Lies for providing that of technical.
I hope he didn't stay up. He's really old.
Well,
but he owns KFCF in Fresno.
Yes, he can do the playback.
Nobody owns 97.5 K24 APR Santa Cruz.
I own Relodio.
Sorry.
Free and clear.
And, of course,
on the air,
it's online at www.kpfa.org as well. What's so good about it? That's all right. There. It's going to be all right.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Hört mir zu. Was dann noch geschah?
The baby of my aunt is on the table of my uncle.
Als ich eine Mauer sah, erklärte mir mein Führer, dass sein jene Bekannte einstmals...
Would you like a potato?
Nimrod empfing uns mit wüstem Geschrei von Vers 76 des
The pencil is over there.
Don't forget to check out the happy birthday card on Radio Valencia's homepage for the next 15 minutes.
Do you have a water closet?
Mein Führer sprach zu mir.
Stick to the
How much is that in American money?
Dann sagte er mir.
It's a beautiful day, yes. Do you like sports? Which way is